would you sum up your first year as a professional?
I thought the year went well. Still so much I can look back on, and I hate to say it and be like, you know, I wish I would have done that and wish I would have done this. But it was great to get here and be able to learn and experience things and, you know, just get a year of experience underneath my belt. And just looking forward to next season with a smile.
Were you sick before the game, or did something happen during the game?
I don't know what it was. Just running around, whatever it is, the weather or whatever it may be, just got nauseous and, you know, just was nauseous and was trying to get my stomach and everything else to calm down.
You would continue to take some pretty hard hits, some of them late, that's borderline. Are you just expecting it at this point? Is that getting frustrating for you?
I mean, I don't think anybody wants to be hit, but it's part of the game. It's football. You're going to get hit, whether it's late, early, or whenever it is, you're going to get hit. So just get used to it and protect yourself and prepare yourself for a hit.
You seem pretty upset after one of them on the sidelines here, but obviously, is that one dirty, you thought?
I don't know if it was dirty. I didn't see the play, but, you know, it's not fun to get hit, period. And I felt as if some calls could have went the other way, and you know, today they just didn't. So that's part of football. That's part of the game. You play through adversity.
On the one where you took your helmet off, were you upset the helmet to helmet or the appearance of a pass interference? What upset?
Both. Yeah, both of them.
Do you think you were fortunate you didn't get a penalty there? You know, they could miss.
That's not my call. That's up to them. If they call it, then they call it. But. You know, like I said, there's some calls that could have been the opposite way, and they didn't go that way today.
On the play before the touchdown, it also looked like you took a late shot that upset you. Play right before the touchdown, was that part of, did that go into your reaction after the touchdown or throwing the ball?
Probably. You know, you play with a lot of emotion, a lot of passion, and I play with my heart on my sleeve, so. I do my best to control it, and sometimes, you know, it gets the best of me, and that's part of the learning experience and learning how to control your emotions and play through the, whatever you want to call it, the getting targeted and getting hit or teams trying to take you out, whatever it is, just learning to play through it. That's part of the game.
What led you to kind of backpedal after, like, your way into the end zone and the end?
I don't know. I've seen DeSean Jackson do it a million times. He played for the Eagles. I don't know. It can't really explain that.
We had the Elam before talking about the progression of this offense and what it's meant to the growth of this team. Talk about how you've grown this offense during the time this last couple of years.
Say that one more time.
You guys talked about the growth of this offense over the last couple of games. How have you, in terms of help that, undercoupling a lot? What do you think about it?
I definitely have seen it. Us growing and the offense get rolling. Unfortunately, it was too late. But, you know, all you can do is look in the next year with a smile on your face and, you know, pray for my brother Vic to get healthy and, you know, have a return that, you know, that'll be well worth the wait. You know, Ruben and Vic and myself, just so much to look forward to the next year.
I think this coaching staff needs to return intact for this offense.
That's not my call. Just roll with the punches, you know, and whoever's here is here. I love the coaching staff. I love everything we've done this year except for, you know, lose a couple games, but that's football. So if they do return, definitely looking forward to next year still.
How deflating was it when you caught that touchdown and turned around
into a whole touchdown? It's just, it's hard as a receiver, you know, for you to catch a touchdown and, you know, it get called back, especially on a long run and one that was much needed. And, you know, unfortunately, that's how the dice rolled. And, you know, we got the short end on that one.
You obviously established what Eli quickly as a rookie to do that. I mean, what, when you picture playing with him next year and beyond, what do you see? What's the vision?
I see a lot of great things. You know, like I said, you have all those guys, Vic, Ruben, Larry Donnell, whoever it is, all the tight ends, the running backs, the offensive line coming back, you know, who knows what to expect for next year.
Anyone share with you the records that you broke, and if so, what your thoughts were?
I think the only thing that I saw was something with Michael Irvin and the 9 games. I don't know if that was, I don't really know exactly about it, but anytime you get put in a category with a great like that, a Hall of Famer, I mean, it's an accomplishment. It's an honor, and it's a privilege to be, you know, in the same boat as him.
What surprised you the most about your first year in the NFL?
It's a long season, a very long season. You know, they kept telling me that, and they were, you know, I felt like when I missed the first 4 games, I felt like, you know, half the season had gone, and I was like, you know, I've already missed out on the party, and, you know, they say it was a long season, and they weren't kidding when they said that.
Odell, what would you say is the biggest lesson you've learned this season?
Just pick your battles. You know, you got guys, you know, you put a target on your back sometimes, and it may not be exactly what you want to do. So just learning to control my emotions and control some of that energy that I have and use it in a productive manner.